Triple M's ruined its for breakfast for Spartan Electrical. Don't miss Spartan's huge once-a-year renovator sale. You won't find a better appliance deal anywhere else. 3 days only this weekend.
It is prelim final day, Adelaide Oval tonight, Port and Richmond.
Oh, it sure is, and it's a toss of the coin for both games, and I know what you think, and I'm on the fence. We don't know what Wayne Carey thinks, that's why we've got him on. G'day, Duck.
Yeah, g'day, lads, how are you?
Duck, who's going to win tonight? It's a toss of the coin, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you look at both teams, they've both got a lot of players that didn't play in that particular game.
And, yep.
And real quality. To come back into both sides. But, look, I think I've underestimated Port all year. I really have. And I look back to that game and once again reiterate that, you know, they had both teams had players out. But just the way the Port played, the way they played their last final, I don't know, and the fact that it's on their home deck and in front of, you know, their home crowd, all of that, I'm leaning towards Port Adelaide. I just think they're good enough. I know Richmond are a very good team and they do all the team stuff, but I don't know. I really, Ollie Wines has gone to another level. He's back to his best form. I'm tipping Port Adelaide.
Yeah, there's money for Port Adelaide. They're into $1.80 now, so more money coming for Port. They've got the advantage in the rucks. They've got two genuine ruckmen up against Nan Curvis, and I don't know who's going to do the second ruck. Last week they chucked Asprey in, so they should win the rucks. That should give their mids an advantage. It's going to be interesting whether Port's defence can hold up against Lynch and Revolt and Dusty Martin when he goes forward. Port fans are saying it will, but the test will be on the big stage tonight. So that can go absolutely anywhere. And I think, Duck, a lot of people are like you because of where Port were at last year, but I think they've got better as the year goes has gone on, in fact, and at full strength, and so are the Tigers. So a cracking game. Who's going to win out of Geelong and Brisbane?
I will go just to touch on the one thing Port Adelaide rue, they can't just go to Charlie Dixon all the time. I know he makes a contest. They've just got to make the right decisions because Tigers will sag off and they will all congregate in the corridor going to wherever Dixon goes to. So have to be smart with the footy.
No, but something you said now really intrigues me. There's no doubt when you played in your career, sometimes we'd see the ball come down. You had four opponents on you. Such was the power of the Duck, Wayne Carey.
Make it six.
Sometimes three, sometimes four. So you said about kicking the ball to Charlie Dixon and Richmond will hover around him. There's got to be an alternative, doesn't there? Like, both of you are experts in this. Does that mean that you've got to be smart? Like, there has to be free players somewhere.
Todd Marshall,
if you had three or four on you, Duck, that meant surely there was someone free that, you know, was somewhere else, wasn't there?
So the key to that is the players that are playing on the guy sagging off. They can't go to areas where the ball's not going to go.
Get dangerous.
Exactly. The defenders are always reading the game just like the forward is. So if you run to dumb spots, well, the defender will just let you go and then they sag off and obviously support their fellow defender. So just really important. I think movement's the biggest thing. That creates confusion for defenders. So if you're constantly on the move, constantly coming in and out of space, in and out of dangerous positions, then it just doesn't allow them to get really comfortable. When you're stationary, really easy to play off your man and then help and support on players like Dixon. And Port Adelaide will be trying to do the same thing at the other end for Lynch and Rewalt.
Yeah, and the good ball users coming out of the midfield lower their eyes and look for alternative targets just instead of bombing it long. So, all right, so you're going for Port and Geelong, Duck?
I am. So, Port and Geelong, Granny. And look, it could go, let's be honest, it could go either way. I think we've got the four best teams all year in the preliminary final, and I think you could toss a coin for both.
Triple M's ruined its for breakfast.
Rockcliffe gets the instant reply.
Rockcliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper.
Yep. Well, it's in the paper, all right, and he's in his first prelim final. Massive game Friday night, taking on the reigning premiers, the Tigers. Good morning, Tommy.
G'day, Roo. How you going?
How are you sleeping?
With my eyes shut.
On me back.
Are you a bit nervy or you're not really worried about it yet?
Not too bad yet. I've tried not to think about it too much. So I'm sure the next couple of nights will get hold, but one that I'm looking forward to. We've got a great challenge in Richmond. We played against them really well. We seem to match up well against them. So it'll be a really good game come Friday night.
Hey, Rocky, it's Tex, mate. Good luck for Friday night. Can you tell the listeners what the week's been like? Obviously, you win 2 weeks ago, then you got the weekend off. Do you do any match sim over the weekend, or do you sort of relax a little bit as a group?
Tex, late call-up. I didn't know you could pass a knee off as a hangover these days for not to be in there. But, yeah, with the week off, it drags on a little bit, particularly with the week off before the finals now. It seems like we haven't played much footy for a long time, but we played, well, not really match a game, but we played match simulation. You know what you do at training. You play your 15-on-15 or 18-v-18 for 36 to 40 minutes. So we tried to emulate a game on Friday as best we could. Then we had Saturday off, back in Sunday. Got moving again, trained in small groups because we're still in small groups on Monday. And then we'll have our main session today. And the captain's run tomorrow and go out there Friday night.
Tommy's been, you've been around footy for a long time now. You've done a lot of pre-seasons. The club, the change in the club from last year to this year. Last year you couldn't string two wins together, and you'd have to say it was a bit of a disappointment in the second half of last year. This year you've been on top of the ladder the whole year. What happened from the end of last year to the start of this year? What was the difference?
A pandemic. I think we've played some decent footy for the last couple of years. We just haven't been able to string it together, as you touched on, and I think we've just started to believe in each other, and you build that trust through performances and through training first and foremost. And I think once you start to see those performances correlate out on the ground and you start to string those wins together, and the defence has belief in the midfield group, the midfield group has belief in the forward lines, and vice versa, I think you start to see better performances. And I think this year we've had guys in really good form individually, but as a collective, I think across the year we've done really well as a team to be in really good form. Our injury list has been quite small for most of the year. I think Charlie Dixon's had one of his best seasons up forward, which, as you know, if you've got a main target inside 50, it makes it a lot easier for everyone to work off. You've got your smalls being predictable to where the ball's going, so they know to get to the right spots. So there's been a number of factors. But I think also the connection off the field, we've worked really hard in that space. Michael Voss has done an outstanding job on that. We've just tried to get to know each other on a more personal level and get to know each other's stories off the ground. And I think you've seen some great stories come out this year about individuals in the papers or through the media, through different things about how close we've grown as a group. And I think if you do that off the field, then you care for each other out on the field. It just goes to another level, and I think you're seeing, particularly in that qualifying final, whenever we were challenged or one of our players was attacked, I think you're seeing four or five Port Adelaide jumpers straight over there to go in and bat for each other and pick each other up off the ground, and just the little things that probably get overlooked at times. But I think, as you said, being around footy for a number of years, I think it still comes back to the little things that count the most in footy clubs, and the little 1%ers are the most important things. And if you skip over them and forget to do them, then the wheels can fall off pretty quick.
If you haven't already, Roo, or anyone out there, have a read of Zach Butter's article in the Advertiser today. Outstanding. Yep. I think that's what Rocky's talking about. Rocky, mate, it's your first prelim. A little bit of a different game, but I reckon it's the most exciting. I've played in a couple. Roo, you've played in a few.
Yeah, it's the best weekend of football
Rocky,
on the calendar.
Rocky, do you reach out to anyone being your first prelim, or you just treat it like another game?
That's why I came on here this morning, to get some tips off you two blokes.
Well, I'm 50-50. I've won one, lost one, so don't come to me, mate.
Just get out and take them on and back yourselves in and back your teammates in, and don't change what you've done. It's the same game, Tommy. You don't have to do anything different.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. I think we've just got to go about it the same way and individually. I think going into the first final, I was a little bit toey and overexcited. And I think once you settle into it, it's just another game of footy. There's just a little bit more on the line. So I think you've just got to make sure that you go out there and do what you've been doing for for the whole season to give yourself that opportunity. Contested footy is obviously key in finals footy. Whoever wins the most contest goes a long way to winning the game, and then you've got to take your opportunities in front of goals. So I think we've spoken about it as a playing group. I probably haven't reached out externally to anyone. We've got enough guys inside the footy club. Like, as I said before, we've got Michael Voss, Jared Schofield, Brent Montgomery. Got guys that have been there and done it before that have been there, won the Alderman. I think they've got plenty of experience to pass on to us.
Tommy, all the best in your first prelim final. You should start favourites at Adelaide Oval on Friday night. You'll have the whole stadium cheering for you and a fair portion of the state. All the best, mate. Yeah, we love having you on Triple M, and congratulations on the way you've played this year as well. All the best on Friday night.
Thank you. And as long as you two blokes are in our corner, we'll go a long way, eh?
Good luck, Rocky.
Can't quite guarantee that, but
I am, for one reason.
What are you
I
doing?
I want to see Jimmy Barnes play at the AFL Grand
Final.
Yes,
well, he's going to play for nothing if the Power get in. So all the best, Tommy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Ebert takes the mark.
Brad, I'm Brad.
Kicks a goal, Ebert.
Brad. And the whole world has to go for Port Power just to tell you once again.
Oh, who's Brad? Tomorrow does night, prelim final. Brad Ebert, never tear us apart, mate.
Yeah.
Never tear
Good morning,
us apart.
Guys.
Good morning. Can I ask you first up, how settled is the lineup, do you think? Are there any spots up for grabs, or has Ken and the team pretty much got it nutted out?
I reckon it's pretty settled. Yeah, I think going off last week's form and the way the boys went and the way that even Exy and Toddy have trained this week, I'd say it's a pretty settled lineup, mate. Yeah.
So Todd Marshall's shoulder's fine. Like, if someone runs into him at 100 mile an hour, is it going to pop?
I can't imagine it popping. No, I think it was. I think they described it as an AC joint. So yeah, I don't think that's going to pop. But yeah, it looked like he got through training fine and wore the sort of bumps and knocks that he needed to, and was yeah, was confident.
How's the feeling? You excited?
Oh yeah, mate. It's good. I think everyone last week, you know, with the weekend off, you're coming in, you're training. We're getting a heap of time off, but. Then this week, everyone's really coming in. They're keen as and ready to go. You can feel the energy. You can feel the excitement. And yeah, it's finals footage, mate. It's what everyone's looking forward to.
A little bit of late money for the Power. They've just stripped into favouritism.
Right. Okay.
Ooh, there you go.
You both played mind games this week. When I say you, I mean you know whoever's been speaking on behalf of the clubs. We heard Tom Jonas. I've heard Damien Hardwick, and both are claiming the underdog title. There are mind games involved, aren't there?
I guess so, yeah. TJ doesn't mind sort of just being the underdog and the sort of gruff customer. So, yeah, he'll happily keep pushing that. And mate, that's probably where the reality is. That, you know, Richmond have been in, what, the last four prelims, and they've won two of the last three flags. So, you know, they're obviously a gun side. And, yeah, we've just got to try and match that and you know, beat them on the night.
How many prelims have you played in, Brad?
I have played in one. 2014 was my only prelim.
And that was a devastating loss, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was, mate. At Hawthorn, we lost by 3 points at the end there. It was, yeah, pretty hard to take. But, yeah, well, I guess, you know, it's been a long time between them. And, yeah, I think we're all ready to go and ready to play. And we've all developed. I guess there's probably five or six of us left from that team. And yeah, we're all bigger, stronger, better players. So yeah, we're ready for it.
We're doing a little podcast on Triple M now, Ebo, called The Bump.
Oh,
and Bernie Vince, we recorded it yesterday. Bernie Vince just shared his memory of 2006 when he played in his first prelim and we had a loss, an unexpected loss. And he remembers clearly now seeing senior players crying because how much it meant for him, whereas he, as a first-year player, thought, oh, that's okay, we'll just play again next year. Maybe that's a message for you, older Port Adelaide boys, to the young punks in your side to make the most of your opportunity.
Oh, totally, mate. I think that, you know, even at 2013, 2014, it felt like we were really on the rise and, you know, it was just going to keep happening. And so it shook us and we were devastated by it. But, yeah, now I'm 30, I realise that, all right, there's not too many opportunities left. I'm certainly
certainly in that camp. And good to see Bernie's getting on the podcast, and you guys getting on the podcast. You know,
oh, we are modern men. We are very new age.
Very 2020 here,
yeah.
Mate.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right, I might have to get on the bump. I might have to have a listen.
Hey, Brad, at your age, we say in sport sometimes you do mature. You can even play better when you're a lot older because you learn so much along the way. You are arguably having your best season right now. Does it feel that way for you?
I don't know, mate. I guess I'm sort of just in a space where, you know, I haven't played every single game. And the games that I have played, I've really just tried to maximise. So, yeah, I feel like I'm playing some decent footy. To say it's my best year yet, I'm not 100% sure. I feel like I've had some reasonable seasons in the years gone by.
Yep.
But, yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm certainly feeling confident and comfortable and playing my part for sure.
They haven't given you a contract for next year. You're trying to get your price up by playing well, are you?
He told me to ask
maybe that's the day, is it?
He rang me yesterday. He said, say I'm having a good season.
Just make sure everyone keeps talking about it.
You are having a great year, and I expect you to finish off brilliantly in the finals.
Yeah, exactly. Seen you play. Now, Brad, I'm very excited. The wife and I are in the crowd tomorrow night. Gee, I hope I'm sitting near the Eberts.
Kate's going to the footy.
Lucky Kate's jumped on. She only comes when we're in a prelim.
Band
has not been to a game all year. Now she's
Who does she barrack for?
Of course she barracks for us.
Oh, come on. Yep. She barracked for Glenelg, didn't she?
Yeah, but poor
next thing you know, Rue's going to be there. Yeah, Rue's going to be there with the
I'm on the boundary. I'll be getting spat on and yelled at and abused. And anyway.
That's by his own kids. All right, good on you, Brad. Play well tomorrow night, mate. Good luck.
Hey, thanks very much, guys. We'll
good on you, Evo.
He's a champion bloke, Brad Ebert, and I hope he plays well tomorrow night. Rue and Ditts on Triple M.
That's goodbye from Rue and Ditts, but a big hello to Appliance Savings at Spartan Electrical. Their once-a-year renovator sale happening this weekend for 3 days only. Spartan, in Campbelltown and Torrensville. 104.7 Triple M.